Oh, such a good question.
Well, when you come with these questions, that's another great branding question.
That's a big question.
That's a very interesting question because it really makes you think about what you just did.
Welcome to the Your Living Brand Live Show. This show is all about how you communicate your value, how you build influence through trust, and recognizing who your audience is and who they are not. Through our weekly conversations with our guests, we will explore different ways to enable you to demonstrate your uniqueness while we ask them, what's your story? And now, welcome our host, Ben Baker.
And welcome back to another episode of the Your Living Brand Live Show. This is Ben Baker coming to you, and I've got a real treat. We got Mark Thompson. He is the co-founder of PayKickstart.com, and we're going to get right into it because the technology business and the technology corner is just becoming more and more sophisticated, and the amazing things that we can do with technology to be able to support our businesses and be able to make that customer experience just that little bit better and differentiate ourselves is an amazing thing. So, Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Ben. I appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. It says, I can't remember who first showed me PayKickstart. I went, okay. This is an interesting technology, you know, because people sit there and go, okay, it's Kickstart. It's like a Kickstarter. It's going to say, okay, it's how do you raise money on the internet? But it's far from that. You know, it's absolutely far from that. So let's get into this. Where did the name Pay Kickstart come from? Where did you come from? Where are you today? And quite frankly, where are you going?
Yeah. So way back about 10 years ago, I actually was working for a few different marketing agencies, helping small to medium-sized businesses with their marketing. And I realized I didn't want to trade time for money. It was very hard to scale the services business. And so I actually went and created my own agency. And I just found that it wasn't right for me. But I figured if I could drive traffic and create an offer that people wanted, I could do this on my own. I wouldn't have to go and teach other businesses how to do it. And so I started to create information products. And I also created software. I kind of learned on my own. And made a lot of mistakes along the way.
But, as we all have.
As we all do, but practice makes perfect. And so I had all these products and I needed a brand to kind of store all of these different products that I had created over the last 5 or 6 years. And so I thought Digital Kickstart was a really good name for it. And so that's kind of how Pay Kickstart came to be, is because we already had Digital Kickstart. It was already established for a number of years. We already had an existing customer base. And so we thought it'd be kind of a natural progression. Obviously, Pay Kickstart is a shopping cart and affiliate solution, so we're dealing with billing. And so we just thought that it was an easy thing to do and brand to Pay Kickstart.
Right. So what led you to that, you know, that realization to sit there and say, you know what, there's 1,000 different, you know, shopping carts out there.
Absolutely.
I'm going to create another one. You know, what led you to the thing that says, okay, what are the things that we're sitting there going, all these things that I'm currently using are driving me crazy, you know, and these are the things I'm looking for. So obviously I'm going to create a better mousetrap. So What led you to that realization?
Yeah, it's a good question. It was kind of a long road. And so what happened was we had tried lots of different shopping carts. Like I'm sure anyone that's selling a product out there has probably tried at least 2, 3, 4, maybe a dozen different shopping carts just to see if it meets your needs. And one thing that you notice is that you always have to duct tape certain things, right? You always have to buy add-ons or get custom coding, and it never works how you want it to. And so when I first started out, it was fine. You know, I wasn't making a ton of money, and the shopping cart did what I needed it to do. It accepted the payment. Maybe I'd bring on a few affiliates, and it would track their commissions. And it was pretty basic. As we started to grow and started to make a lot of money online, all of these kind of conversion tools and ways to retain customers and maximize customer lifetime value, all of these things started to be a very big difference in our bottom line. And so these carts that we started to use were really prohibiting our growth in so many different ways, just crazy fees and just functionality that we didn't have. And so we just said, screw it, we're a software company, let's build it ourselves. And so Pay Kickstart really was an internal tool that we built out of necessity just to sell our own products. And so that's how it came to be. And so we used it for 2 years just internally. And then we had affiliates and other entrepreneurs that we know in our circle that were like, hey, that's a really cool checkout page. How did you do that one-click upsell? Or how did you add that order bump? Or all these types of things that we've built in. And they were really interested in using it. And so my business partner, he's been an entrepreneur for longer than I have, you know, we just decided, hey, let's go after this. Let's release this to the public. And so we kind of revamped it from the ground up and we released it as kind of a limited beta, especially when we're dealing with people's money. We need to make sure that it works right. And the good news was that we were kind of the guinea pigs. We tested it on our own products to make sure that it was working right. So we brought on about 25 people, 25 vendors, mostly digital sellers, people that were running a membership site or selling software. They're a SaaS company, similar to what we were selling. You know, they tried it out and a lot of them loved it. They, you know, gave us feedback and recommendations and they helped us find bugs and really fine tune the platform. And so, you know, we just kept moving forward, right? We kept adding new features to it. We kept improving the user experience. And we just, you know, I would say like probably after about a year and a half of releasing to the general public, the product had matured to a point where people were just starting to talk about it naturally and it was getting good word of mouth. And that's what really got us excited because we started to really help vendors with driving more revenue through lots of conversion tools that were built in. As I mentioned, retain more customers. So anyone who was leveraging recurring billing or subscriptions in their business, I can't tell you how much revenue we lost before with other carts because we didn't have like a proper dunning sequence or a way to say to your customer, hey, your credit card expired. Would you mind going update your billing? We lost almost $1 million between 2013 and 2015 just because we didn't have a simple dunning sequence in place. So we've added all these tools and functionality where us and business owners, they can focus on their product and not focus on the technical parts of accepting payments and managing subscriptions and all these things that go along with running an online business.
Right. An online business is a completely different animal. You know, for people that are used to brick and mortar sales, you know, the mentality shift is huge, is to be able to sit there and figure out, okay, who am I selling to? How do I get in touch with these people? Where's my real value proposition? Why do they care about me? And how do I bring them through a position of sitting there going, okay, know, like, trust, you like this product, you like this thing, maybe you like this as well. I mean, Amazon is the king of this. You know, it's amazing how many stuff show up in my cart says, by the way, if you like this, you're going to like, okay, fine, we'll buy that too. You know, so it's a matter of sitting there going, when you're building the software and it's intuitive to you as a technology company, and it's intuitive to people that are in the technology industry, but people that are just trying to move to that thing is sit there going, okay, where do we start? I have one product or two products, and I'd like to get more products, and I'd like to be able to move people from one to the other. It just seems daunting. It just seems overwhelming to the average person. How do you help them succeed when, you know, it's a totally alien concept to them?
Yeah, so I think one of the great things about our platform is the built-in automation tools that we have. So again, you don't need to know any technical, you know, you don't have to be a developer or a designer. Everything kind of comes out of the box. However, for those people who do need customizations, especially for SaaS companies, they need more of like a custom checkout experience. We do offer an API so they can do something custom. So there is flexibility, but out of the box, it's very easy. You connect your PayPal account, your Stripe account. You can start accepting payments immediately. We have checkout page templates that you can utilize. We have things like one-click upsells. Like you talk about buying stuff on Amazon. Well, they're the kings of one-click functionality where you go and buy the product, right? So we've added that type of functionality and really everything that you need to power your billing, right? Coupon codes, tax management, all the checkout page functionality, and then also bringing in the affiliate partners. And I think that's one thing that makes kind of differentiates us from other shopping carts is the ability to have the shopping cart and the affiliate platform all kind of meshed as one. Whereas normally you have a shopping cart and then you have to get an affiliate solution separate. So everything's kind of right there at their fingertips for an online business to start selling their product. And really, we want them to focus on what they do best, which is deliver value with whatever product or service they're providing.
Right. But is there a wizard type situation where you say, okay, welcome to screen number one. Okay, if you're doing this, do this. If you're doing this, do this. And by the way, have you forgotten, you know, what is your tax code? We need your tax code. Do you do business in the United States? Okay, we need you to do this. If you do business in Canada, we need you to do this. You know, if do you have other products do you sell? Okay, when do you, You know, where do you sell them in a line? Do we go from A to B to C to D to E, or do we go to A, F to B to C to, you know, to R? Does your software intuitively speak in a language of, you know, fondly call the techno peasant? You know, somebody that really wants to get involved, but just doesn't have the language or the thought process of understanding where to go next. Because that's the problem, is most people are just intimidated of where to start the process.
Right. Yeah. So actually, that was a big hurdle that we had to overcome, especially when we first started the platform. So, you know, people were like, where do I go next? Right. We didn't have that in the beginning. We actually recently released, we call it an onboarding wizard. So the first time you go in there, we show, okay, there's five steps that you need to take. The first step is create your campaign. Once you've created your campaigns, there's some basic settings to just toggle on and off what you want. And then you add your products or multiple products if you have into the platform. From there, you build out your sales funnel. So once someone buys product A, where do you want to take them next? Do you want them to be able to download or access the product, or do you want to take them to an upsell? So you build out your sales funnel. And then the fourth step is adding your payment gateway. How do you want to accept payment? What forms of payment do you want to take? Do you want to take credit card? Do you want to take PayPal, bank transfer? And then the fifth one is we give you your checkout links and you add those to your buy button. So we're not a landing page builder. We right. handle everything from the checkout and billing management. That's really our sweet spot. And so we work with a lot of entrepreneurs that use WordPress or ClickFunnels or lead pages that build out their sales and marketing pages. And those are great tools. We love them. But we found that they lack in terms of functionality and flexibility when it comes to checkout and billing.
So this takes you from end to end, you know, and it allows you to build the system in one piece of software from end to end, and it allows you to either, now, is there ability to take that code and then embed it into your WordPress site, or does it have to be a standalone on your system?
Yeah. So one really cool thing is we allow you so many different checkout options. So we do have checkout pages that are hosted on our servers and you can use those. We also have what's called a form embed. So you could build out your own page and you just embed our checkout form onto the page. And right. so a lot of people will do that. They'll create a ClickFunnels page and they'll just embed our checkout form and processes the order. And then we also have a pop-up widget. So when someone clicks the buy button, they don't go off the page, just a little modal or a little pop-up shows up and it allows them to fill out the checkout. So there's lots of different options you have. And then obviously the API, if you want to do something custom yeah. for people more advanced.
Because the key thing is, the longer you can keep somebody on your page, the more opportunity you have to sell them. One thing that I find that, and it's a real challenge, is cart abandonment. You know, you get people that sit there and say, oh, okay, I went to go grab a cup of coffee. I came back. Oh, the screen died on me, or, you know, whatever, the phone rang and I had to deal with somebody else on the side of their thing. Does your software intuitive enough to send somebody an email saying, look, you know, by the way, I says, it looked like you were halfway through the checkout process. We must have, you know, messed up on our side. Here's a link to get back in. Like, are you guys that sophisticated enough that you can give that people a trigger? Because somebody told me that 60% of people, when given that opportunity to get back into the cart system, will buy at that point in time where they might not have bought the first.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like something like 92% of carts go abandoned, right? They go to the checkout page, they got their credit card in hand, and for whatever reason, they don't buy.
I'm the king of that. I'm the king of abandoning carts. I know it.
So there's actually a bunch of different things that we do. So obviously, yeah. So as long as they provided the email address as they were going to check out, we will send them an email saying, hey, looks like you were about to buy this product. Go buy it, right? And so that's one thing we do. Another thing that we do offer is like an exit intent pop-up, right? So if their mouse is about to click away, it looks like they're going to click off the browser, we can have a little pop-up that says, hey, wait a minute, go and
compare. Are you sure you want to do this?
Right. Or some people will be like, hey, here's a 10% off coupon for your order. Use this coupon code, right? The other thing that you're able to do is you're able to drop a pixel on their browser, and then you can send that to Facebook and create a custom audience. And then you can start to market to those people on Facebook. So if they do leave, you can come back and do some remarketing to them and try to get them to come back.
So only through Facebook?
Well, actually, it can be any pixel. So it can be any third-party tracking pixel that you want to drop on the page. Yeah.
So you give the opportunity of whatever pixel you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So people get, you can drop a pixel on your website wherever, you know, to be able to put that on there. My biggest thing with pixels, and this is my pet peeve with pixels, is pixels that don't go away. I mean, I get it. If you want to pixel me and follow me for a week or two, you know what? That's fair dinkum. All right, fine. I clicked on your stuff. Fine. I'm going to get the Ferrari ad for the next 2 weeks.
Right.
Okay, I get it. I'm not buying one, but you know what? At least I get the Ferrari ad for the next 2 weeks. But some of these guys just pixel you forever. It is actually annoying. You know, so it's a matter of sitting there going, getting to the point where you're somewhere in between, you know, letting people know, don't forget about me, and the point where you say, hey, wait a second here. You know what? I'm still here. You know, I'm still here. Don't abandon me.
Yeah. It's bad marketing, right? Because I mean, you have a certain, I mean, obviously after a certain exposures, it's been proven that more people are willing to buy, right? It's not everybody's right. going to buy on the first time, but there is definitely the threshold where when you see the ad over and over, it actually is counterintuitive or counterproductive. And it actually, like you said, is annoying and you're like, get it away from me. And so what happens is a lot of these marketers, they're paying for impressions, right? And so they're just wasting their marketing budget where it can be going toward, be allocated towards people who are interested. So it's more of a marketing thing. But yeah, I mean, people waste budget all the time just on that kind of stuff.
Right. Your software not only does the cart, you know, all the shopping cart area, but the funnels are built in. I'm just trying to figure out, is the funnel built in or is it people have to have a click funnel or a MailChimp or whatever to be able to keep them in the sequence? Or is it all in one software?
Yeah. So you build out the funnel inside of PayKickstart. It shows like a visual funnel builder. So you show what your front end or main offer is, and then where do you want to take them, right? You could have multiple, some people have multiple upsells, downsells, all that kind of fun stuff. And so you would build it inside of PayKickstart. You're just telling PayKickstart, hey, after this person buys, where do you want them to go? Okay, take them to this page. After they buy this product, take them to what page? And so we just give you the checkout links and then you put them on each of the pages in your funnel. And then we know where to take them throughout the funnel.
Okay. So let's talk about marketing on this because, you know, it's not, I will build it and they will come. There's a million pieces of software out there. If there's not 100 million pieces of software out there. And just because you have a web page on the internet doesn't mean people are going to bang on your door, you know, and say, please, here's my credit card. Please take my money. So you've talked about affiliate marketing. Is affiliate marketing today, because really what that is, that's relationship marketing, it's influencer marketing, it's know, like, and trust. Are you finding that that's the best way to get people to your, you know, to get people to come to your door? Or do you find you guys are getting, you know, better, you know, with LinkedIn ads, with Facebook ads, a combination thereof? You know, it does it depend on what the offer is, on how much, whether it's a $495 product versus a $29.95 product. Give me some examples of why somebody would all of a sudden land on one of your landing pages. What's the best way that you've found that people are being driven to these pages?
Oh, it's a loaded question.
Of course it is.
And there's no right or wrong response. So here's the way I look at affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing can be a great source of traffic. And especially when we first started out, it was fantastic because you only pay someone when they refer someone that buys your product, right?
Right.
So there's really, you're mitigating risk there, especially, you know. And so the people that are going and spending $1,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 on ads, and they don't know their return or their conversion rates and their churn and all these metrics that you need to know, you can get into real trouble. Whereas with affiliate marketing, as you mentioned, a lot of it's just building relationships with other like-minded people that have a list or has some way to drive traffic. Now you need to make sure that that traffic is relevant to your offer, right? I mean, it doesn't make sense if you're working with affiliates in the health space and you have an internet marketing offer, it doesn't work. So, but there's affiliates in all different niches. So it's important to find the right ones and you just mitigate risk. It's very, and again, you only pay when someone sends you a lead. And so when we were early on, it was great, but there's always a con to all different types of traffic. So the con with affiliate marketing is affiliates are typically very needy. They need email swipes. They need banners. They want a commission.
They want everything customized to them.
Right. They want to customize it. So sometimes they can be very needy. Whereas with a paid ad, I don't have to worry about that. I can just pay for as much traffic as I want to, and I can turn it off when I want to. So there's pros and cons to every type of traffic source.
Right. Now, one that I've noticed on your website, and maybe I just didn't go to the right place, there's not a lot of how-to videos. Yes, there's the how it works video. There's the, okay, here's how the thing works. But there's not a lot of videos that sit there and say, here's what an affiliate marketer is, and this is how to utilize them. And I'm finding that I'm sitting there going, a lot of customers are sitting there going, there is so much language out there. There's so much jargon out there that we all use. We're all guilty of using our own language. SaaS, for example. SaaS is software as a service. But if you did not know that SaaS is software as a service, and you and I had sit there and talked about it for 10 minutes flat, people are going to start rolling their eyes. So the question is, how much do you invest, or how much is it worth it for you to invest to be able to create these online videos? Or do you sit there and say, you know what? My niche market, the people that actually buy from me, are people that are already in the digital space. They already get it. They're already doing this. The people that don't get it or are not there yet, you know what? They're not my customer. So it comes down to, do you understand who your customer is, what they really want, how quickly do you stay in your lane, and how, you know, do you go for that shiny object syndrome?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So, you know, since launching Pay Kickstart about 3.5 years ago, we've really gotten to understand who our target market is. And so one thing that we realize is that we're not working with brand new businesses that are just trying to figure it out. So our pricing model speaks to that. So a lot of shopping carts, not a lot, but certain ones do. Their pricing structure is, we don't charge you any monthly fee. You only pay us a percentage when you make a sale. Right.
Right.
And those types of
low cost of entry, that kind of thing.
Right, right. And so those types of shopping carts or solutions, they seem to target the beginner, right?
Someone, the DIY people, the
exactly, exactly. So we
do it yourself. I'm not going to use jargon.
So we chose not to go that direction. So just the fact that we're charging a monthly fee, it kind of wipes out the brand new people. And so, yes, we do have some content on the website that is kind of basic stuff, like how do you market a product online? How do you create a product? How do you work with affiliates? So we do have some of that, but our sweet spot are people that are doing at least 10K a month in revenue, focused on recurring billing. So we're working with membership sites, we're working with software companies. So employees of ideally at least 5 employees or more. So these are a more sophisticated buyer who understands the value of subscription management, affiliates, tracking, all that kind of stuff. And we just provide the technology for them. But, you know, with that said, you know, we don't want to necessarily just say, you know, hey, brand new entrepreneur or new startup, we don't want you. So, but that's not our sweet spot.
Right. And we all need to sit there and say, who can we service and who can't we?
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm sure you don't service the 100 million to billion dollar companies either. There reaches a point where they will create a totally custom solution just for themselves.
Yeah. So like I was just talking to someone just over the last 2 days, and he wanted us to kind of customize things for him. And I was like, you know what? I mean, where we're at right now, we're not an enterprise solution. We don't have the infrastructure to be able to do that. We're mainly self-service. We have 24/7 live chat. We do have great customer support, but we don't have like dedicated account managers who are there to hold your hand and say, hey, we're going to need 50 grand up front. Or that's just not the business model, at least the way that we're created, at least right now, that's not where we went. So yeah, so we know we're working with small to medium-sized businesses. And you're right, it's so important to know who you're targeting. Like when someone contacts us and they're like, you know what, I'm looking for an alternative to Shopify. Well, I know Shopify that's not what we do. We don't target physical sellers who have hundreds or thousands of products and they need, you know, colors and sizes. That's just not who we serve. So I'll just say, I'm sorry, that it's better for us to tell them up front that's not who we are and waste our time trying to sell them something that they don't need. So that's why you're right. It's so important to know exactly who you're targeting.
So where would you fit in? It would be somebody who has 10, 20, 50 products at an outset, or you know, I mean, they've got to have enough products out there to make it worth your while in, within the system, but you can't have so many, as you said. You get into small, medium, large, extra large, blue, pink, green, brown, orange, and all the SKUs that go with it. That's a completely different animal.
Yeah, it really is, because then you're dealing with all sorts of fulfillment problems, right? So we do simple fulfillment. So if you have one box and you want to ship it to someone, we do have integrations with ShipStation and ShipOffers. So they buy the product, sends the details over to the fulfillment company, and they ship the box. But we're just not like add to cart functionality like a Magento, like a Shopify.
Right.
I mean, it's just something, I mean, that's just the direction that we chose not to go that way. We wanted to work with digital sellers. And it made sense, right? Because that's who we are. That's in our DNA. We understand those problems. We've been doing it for a decade. So it was a natural fit for us.
So when you're out there looking for new clients for yourself, what works best for you as a marketing tactic? What is the best way for you to get people to sit there going, I get what Mark does. He fills a pain point. You know, wait a second, that's a reasonable amount of money for me to spend for the quality of the product that it is. Yeah, I'm on board.
Yeah, so we've tried all different types of tactics. So what we did in the beginning was actually completely different than what we do now. So when we first started, we had to kind of think about it. Like, we didn't have trust in the industry, right? Nobody knew who we were. We didn't have brand recognition. So what we had to do, luckily, we had a large internal email list of people that had bought our products in the past. 5 years worth, it was like 100,000 people. And so that's a
serious list.
Yeah, it's a very large list. And so we figured if we can just get a fraction of those people just to get on board, then that would be great. And so that's what we did in the beginning, right? We told our email list about it. And those people already knew us. We already had a relationship with them. So that was kind of the natural fit in the very beginning. And so we would sell it. We would sell Pay Kickstart on webinars. We would send them to certain landing pages and drip out, like do an email sequence and all that kind of fun stuff. And that was a great way to kind of get our foot in the door and get people using the product and start getting feedback. What's the direction we need to take the product? Nowadays, fast forward 3.5 years, we're much more into content marketing. We've been writing blog content for about a year now, and that's actually been our number one growth channel, has been blog content. So not only do we write content on our own blog, we write guest contents on industry sites. We do guest podcasts like this one here to get exposure. And so we've tried everything. We've done Quora ads. We've done, you know, we still work with affiliate partners. We've had, you know, we have a list of 10,000 affiliates that have promoted our products in the past. So we'll work with them and we'll do webinars for their audience and promote the product that way. So we've tried a little bit of everything, but the direction that we've gone has been more, actually, well, it's been more the content marketing, but it's also not even worrying about traffic. It's more about worrying, how do we keep the customers that we have, right? And how do we minimize churn? And how do I say, okay, well, if this person's paying me $100 a month, how do I get them to pay me $200 or $500?
Or $1,000,
right? So yeah. It's all building an expansion revenue for each customer that we do have. And so many people, there's a misconception that people think you need more and more traffic. But you can drive more traffic, but if you have a low conversion rate or your churn is really high and you're churning customers 10, 20, 30% month after month, you're wasting money on traffic. So we've kind of gone a different approach where it's like, let's get our churn as low as we possibly can, try to get the lifetime value of every customer up as high as we can, and then we could start doing paid ads and all this other type of traffic generation.
That's so insightful, because there's so many companies out there that forget about the back end. They forget about the bleed coming out the back end. Yeah. They're just always looking for new customers, right. And they forget about that 15, 20, 30% that are bleeding out the back end, and they still go, oh, well, that's the cost of attrition. But it is so much cheaper to keep a customer than it is to get a new customer. And if we can sit there and build a customer experience as companies that maintains customers, keeps them loyal, gets them to understand the value, you know, gets them to be champions of our brand, it is a far better marketing thing than having to sit there and do paid ads, hoping to God that you're going to hit the right people. So I'm with you 100% that more people I can keep as clients for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you know, the better off it is. I've got 25 or 30 clients. I've got 25 or 30 clients. Half of them have been with me for over a decade. that's a big thing for me, is to be able to sit there and say, okay, that's what's important, is the people that stay with me year after year after year, and they're the ones that refer me the new client. So kudos to you. So one last question, then I'll get to the last question.
All right.
The question before the last question is, where are you going?
Where are we going, man? We're doing a whole bunch of stuff. So one thing we're working on right now is obviously we're trying to enhance the user's experience. So we just added the brand new in-app onboarding to really walk people through how they get to first value. So first value for us is they have their first product and it's ready to start selling, right? We just released that. So that's kind of off our docket and we're still going to fine tune it. And now we're looking for ways to build expansion revenue. The product is mature now, right? We kind of think of it as, you know, it's in line with Chargebee, Recurly, Chargeify, but we also have the affiliate management side of things. So we have that as kind of our kicker, as our, you know, kind of competitive advantage. So we're trying to figure out how we can maximize the value of every customer. So we're doing a couple things. One thing we are doing is we're going to be our own payment processor. We integrate with Stripe and Braintree and Authorize.net and all these different gateways. They typically charge 2.9% plus 30 cents per transaction.
Right.
So we're going to be our own processor and people can start processing with us and they can receive lower fees, say 2.7% and 20 cents per transaction. And we can still earn, we can still make that a revenue driver for us, still make profit off of that, and still and offer great value to our vendors. So that's one thing that we're working on. And then we're also, as I mentioned, since the product has matured over 3.5 years, we focus so much on creating, you know, more products and more functionality and more features. It's got to do this, it's got to do that. And so we finally took a step back and we're like, man, it's starting to get a little confusing and there's things kind of slapped around here and there. And so one thing we're excited about is our new interface, user interface that we're working on. It's going to take a little while. It's grown such a beast, but we're really excited about that. We kind of took a step back and we're trying to rework it from the ground up to make it as just super easy as possible for people to navigate around. We're also increasing our pricing. So our pricing is going to double. And then we're also adding some limitations as to how much you can process in revenue. And so the reason for the increase in pricing is the way we looked at it was this way. If you're only selling $1,000 a year, you're probably not going to be in business very long. And that's not really who we're targeting. If you're selling $50,000, $100,000, $1 million, right? The more that you start to make, the more you don't mind if you're paying a little bit more and we can add additional value. So,
right.
Each of our plans, our new plans that are going to be rolled out soon, they kind of take you through each stage of growth and they give you more value. And that's really what we're trying to do. And so it's like, yeah, you're paying more, but you're also making way more than what happened when you were started, right? And so when you're first starting, you don't need all the bells and whistles and added stuff. You just need to make sure it's a good product and you have the basics. And so that's what we feel our new plans are going to speak to. And we're excited about it. And everyone that we've talked to are in a whole bunch of different masterminds. They say increasing the pricing never changes. It doesn't lower your churn. And more people actually stay. They take you more seriously, right?
Absolutely.
And you'd be amazed at the people that are saying, like, I want to be priced the very lowest. I want to be the lowest. And that actually can hurt. And we actually feel that we're at a stage now where the platform is mature enough where it's actually hurting us, where people that are legitimate businesses doing millions of dollars, they look at us and they're like, $99 a month, that's it? Like, something must be wrong.
There's something wrong. Yeah.
Right.
It's that something's wrong mentality. It's just, when I took my Lead at Any Level course, the 2-day workshop that's live, and I bumped it up to $25,000. I had more people buy it because more people realized, wait a second here, there's real value in this. You know, and they take you seriously and they go, okay, wait a second here. Yeah, it's not only $25,000, we got to fly them down there, we got to have a room, there's, you know, food involved. Okay, it's going to be a $35,000 or $40,000 bill. But you know what? Our people are going to be so much better because of it. And you're right. When you increase your price, people take you more seriously.
Yeah, I'll give you another good example. So we're in a bunch of masterminds. So there's one paid mastermind that I'm in. It's all SaaS companies similar to us. And so we pay, I think it's like $2,500 each month to be part of this mastermind. And I just got asked to be part of, it's like a Slack group. It's much smaller mastermind, but
right.
It's like, hey, it's $149 per year.
Right.
So it's, and nothing against that, right? I get it. He's actually just starting out and he's got like 30 or 40 people in there, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? But if I'm paying $2,500 a month to be part of this one mastermind, they have live events. I'm sure as hell going to go to these live events. I'm going to participate more. I'm going to ask more questions because you're financially invested into it as well, right?
And at $149 a year, you'll blow stuff off a lot easier.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and that's why you should never, I mean, like saying, hey, let's start a free Slack group, a free Facebook group, right? Like when things are free, you don't take it as seriously because it's free, right? But if there's a monetary value to it, and even if you're just starting out, guys, even if you're selling something for $1, it changes the relationship from, you know, just a freebie seeker to someone that has been willingly taking out their card and paying you. But it's important to work up the ladder and try to get them to keep paying you more.
I have a buddy of mine who charges you want to go for coffee with him, it's $2,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's worth every penny. It's worth every penny. So Mark, this has been amazing. We could talk for next hour, but here's the last question. You know, people can find you at paykickstart.com. We'll get all the links and we'll make sure that people can get in touch with you. But when you leave a meeting, you walk out the door, you get in your car and you drive away, what's the one thing you want people to think about you and Pay Kickstart when you're not in the room?
You know, one of my biggest mentors that I never met is Warren Buffett. You know, I love that guy, right? I mean, it's just like, I want to give him a big hug. He like, his values are so in line with mine. Like he's genuine, he's transparent. I believe everything he's going to say and he follows through, right? And he's the type of guy that I would want to hang out with, right? Just go grab a beer with. He's just that type of guy. That's really what I want people to feel for me, right? Like I'm helping them grow their business in some form, right? Even if I'm a small part of it, I'm helping them out, right? And I love to just work with like-minded people like you. Like we're just talking shop. I could talk about this stuff for hours, right? And so I want people to say, hey, this guy was transparent. I'm not a sales guy. I hate sales. I just like to kind of tell it how it is. And sometimes it backfires, sometimes it doesn't, right? Like this one guy that's I just talked to earlier today, he's like, well, you know, the price you gave me was a little too high. Can you come down? And he wanted to like discount it by like 50%. I'm like, listen, I know what our value is. You know, if we're not a good fit, we're not a good fit. Sorry.
Right.
Like, you know, respectfully, sorry. But so I just want to be transparent. I want to be authentic. I want people to believe what I'm saying and I want to over deliver on what we provide. And at the end of the day, we feel that we do that and we can sleep well at night.
I love it. Mark, thanks for being such a wonderful guest. I can't wait to share this with everybody. You have provided some real great content. People are going to have to go back, rewind, play, get the pen and paper out and actually take down some nuggets because there's some real value there. So thank you for being such a wonderful guest.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Take care.
This has been the YourLivingBrand.live show. I want to thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the show at yourlivingbrand.com and share your favorite episodes with colleagues and friends. At Your Brand Marketing, we help companies engage, retain, and grow their most valuable assets, their employees. If you're tired of losing great staff and want to retain your best employees, build brand champions and leaders at any level, contact us for a free 30-minute consultation at yourbrandmarketing.com. That's www.yourbrandmarketing.com. Thank you for listening and sharing. And tune in next week when we ask another guest, what's your story?